There's a lot of violence, persecution, and mess in our world right now. And when we see that, we should be aware, like, okay, something's still not right. We're still in the end times. Jesus has not come back yet, which means I better be watching and praying. These signs, this call to be watchful, is not a call to be like trying to figure out when Jesus is coming. It's a call to be aware that we're still waiting for him. Like, if you still see violence and persecutions, like, yeah, we're not in heaven yet. So make sure you're living in a way that will prepare you to get to heaven when that time comes. I mean, maybe you've heard people say, like, oh, look at all that's going on in the world today. Jesus is really close to coming back, I think, maybe in our lifetime. Have you studied history? Are we really worse off than in other times? I don't know. I mean, things have always been a mess. It's kind of been maybe ups and downs that we can track, but no, the trouble we see in the world and our Lord's call to pay attention is to make us always aware that he's coming back. And he's giving us a long time, like, what now, 2,000 years, because in his mercy, he wants more people to be saved. And it requires us to be vigilant, because it's hard when we wait a long time. And so always remind ourselves, like, yeah, every time I see sin and persecution, violence in the world, like, it should stir my heart, like, Lord, help me to prepare myself more and more, so that when the end comes, I'm ready to finally escape and leave all this mess behind. And so that's a question you can ask yourself today. Like, am I living, you know, watchful? And that's not actually too hard to figure out. Like, Father Brian and I are always preaching about, like, prayer and fasting, almsgiving, confession, all that stuff. Like, is it settling in? Is it changing you, even if slowly? Because a person who's really watchful is someone who lives a life that's different, noticeably different from the world around them. You know, last week I preached on, you know, almsgiving, the importance of giving, a tithing, you know, giving money to the church's mission and charitable organizations. Like, that's one of those radical differences that should exist in someone's life who's watchful, like, waiting for Jesus to come back. Because, you know, like, all this stuff's just going to disappear anyway. So, you know, why not give money, follow God's command, make that sacrifice? These things that we preach about are to help you stay watchful.